week solidarity Bricky Team Lister, when what a wonderful and appropriate way to celebrate Reconciliation Week and the 25th anniversary of a quarter of a million people marching across the Harbour Bridge and thousands more marching around the country for both reconciliation and to say sorry. But it's the least we'd expect after Big Supremo Anthony Albanese made reconciliation a top priority in his election night speech, just as 3 years earlier he had made addressing the Uluru Statement from the Heart a priority for his first term. And no one could accuse Anthony and the team of going to water after the Voice defeat, but now it's instant action. Reconciliation Week celebrated big time by approving destruction of ancient Barrett Peninsula Terra Nullius non-land, non-people rock art as the Minister for Environmental Pollution, Murray, swats the environment, as we said last week, doing what Anthony put in there to do, but with conditions. And we all know how the great global resource giants like Woodside with profits respect conditions and how governments enforce them if by some remote chance the great behemoths ignore them. Like the 200 kilograms of hard plastic waste washed up on beaches around Port Campbell this week as a gas well and pipeline were being dismantled by, what a coincidence, Woodside with profits. Knowing how distressed poor Woodside with and its environmental warrior supremo, our old mate Meg O'Neill before profits must feel, how cruel for one of those pesky environmentalists, Colleen Newsom from some goody-goody mob called Beach Patrol, to claim the 200K as just from the accessible beaches. There'd be a lot more pollution being found more than 100 kilometres away. Meg will spend the next couple of weeks considering whether the conditions are acceptable or whether she will have to instruct Murray and Anthony to water down that which she have no intention of taking any notice of in the first place. It's like the corporates who don't pay any tax calling for tax cuts. The coalition, back together after a brief haters tiff, should take a leap out of the socialist climate change songbook instead of tearing themselves apart over something they know doesn't exist in the first place. Affirm your belief in climate change. Announce you will address it. And display that commitment by approving fossils upon fossils. Because Anthony and Meg and Murray know we can't transition from fossils unless we have fossils and gas from which to transition. And anyway, one big condition is the thousands of years old rock art must not be damaged. And who would think 50 years of admissions upon emissions could cause the slightest damage? But just in case, Meg and the Woodside with team could order the emissions to bypass the rock art. Although, have to admit, the transition Meg and the resource giant so embraced does seem to be a pretty slow process. Let's hope 50 years is long enough for them. Not that that would matter, because the transition process should ensure the end of life as we know it anyway, so no worries. As we said last week, maybe someone should mention to Murray that his actual title is Minister for the Environment. And there's one very sure way of protecting the environment and one sure way of protecting the rock art, a victim of Reconciliation Week commemorations. But on a positive note, the West Coast pollution is being balanced by floods and wild conditions up north. We had a 1-in-150-year flood 4 years ago. It's happened again, one victim mused. Well, that should give them 300 years flood-free. And crippling droughts down south. Given there's no connection, don't know why I raise that. After all, Anthony presages the inevitable celebrate reconciliation decision by reminding us a net zero is not zero. So 2050 net zero, Anthony, no pollution? As I said, net zero is not zero. No, of course. As this wise decision shows, Woodside with profits will still be polluting until 2070, for example. No, the big polluters will be able to pollute to their heart's content, but we will have net zero. How? Could you repeat the question? How? Just a minute. Murray, Chris, he wants to know how we'll have net zero by 2050. Trees. Tell him trees. Trees. Oh, well, problem solved. Thanks, Anthony. A pleasure. Helping the net zero bit, these people are so helpful, aren't they? Coal behemoth Glenn Rotten to the core has shifted more than $30 billion real figure into True Blue Aussie from its transnational operations, because as Meg knows, we need gas to transition from coal. Glenn Rotten to the knows we need coal to transition from gas. And both know we need fossils to transition from fossils, seeing they spread themselves around, while Mother Earth transitions from life. And true to form, given its renowned commitment to reconciliation and vociferous opposition to racism, the Northern Territory, dedicated police force also got into reconciliation, adding yet another Indigenous young bloke, a bloke with disabilities, to the long, long list of deaths in custody since the report on deaths in custody was published, with the usual commitments to end the long, long list. But all's well. The police said they would hold a full, no-holds-barred inquiry into the death. A disabled black man sentenced to death for the heinous crime of pinching a few items from Kills Value. Well, allegedly pinching. And we have full faith in the killers investigating the killings. Caesar rendering under Caesar. After all, the usual suspects are guaranteed yet again. We must ensure this can't happen again. As they said last time and the time before and the time before, and, well, we get the picture. Local government also got into the spirit of reconciliation and environmental protection down Mornington Peninsula way. We're a different lot. We might suggest a touch conservative different lot gained a majority at last year's Shire Council election. The previous council had been one of the first local governments to adopt a dangerous policy that climate change is such a thing and they must do something about it, supporting its community opposing fossil proposals for Hastings, for instance, which would have polluted pristine and ecologically fragile Western Port Bay and adjacent wetlands, making rescinding the policy the first priority for the new council. But they made an even greater contribution to reconciliation. The former long-haired commie Greeny lot provided grants to the local Indigenous mob, and in a mind-boggling decision, even by their lofty standards, the new council not only wiped out the grant, but, how's this for cultural empathy, redirected the Indigenous grant to the celebration of what they call Australia Day, True Blue Aussie Day, which we would call Invasion Day or Survival Day. Talk about rubbing salt into the wound. One defeated proposal for Hastings was a floating gas terminal dumping all sorts of detritus into the bay. Incredibly, an environment assessment hearing broke their perfect record for supporting the polluters and knocked it back. But good news. The state government has realised the economy must come first and has approved a floating gas terminal for Port Phillip Bay. Gas, gas, gas. Isn't the transition a wonderful thing? On that other reconciliation after the haters' riff, new caring business class party supremo and would-be big supremo, Sussard, Lees and Dregs, addressed the perception that the coalition lot has a, quote, woman problem by appointing even less, lots less women in her shadowy ministry than even Constable Peter Duffer appointed. Nothing like a bit of feminist solidarity. One of the talented shadowy men put in charge of the economy, former Institute of Public Very, Very Private Affairs graduate Tim Will Smash the Worker's Son, has made it his business to smash this economy-destroying proposal to increase the tax on the tax benefits to the filthy rich with super balances over 3 million. Apoplexy run riot among those who know how the economy works. Poor, distressed, filthy rich like our very own Gina, explaining this will cause investment to flee the country. Thank goodness Tim's on the case. Look forward to balanced, logical, reasoned economic arguments. Full marks, though, to Anthony Big Economic Guru Jim Chalmers Capital and the team for exempting themselves from paying the tax until they retire. Although I am totally bemused. We have been told ad infinitum, including during the election campaign, that government spending and the public service are a drain on the private sector, that the private sector is the engine room of the economy, and we must slash public spending, slash public servants, so the private sector can get down to the business of business it undertakes in the common interest. Now, I understand that. So why am I bemused? Well, confused. New Zealand. The caring business class government elected 2 years ago has gone about doing what's needed, slashing public spending and slashing the public service. And the private sector is complaining that all this is squeezing and hurting the economy, hurting, heaven forbid, the private sector. Any wonder I'm confused, because I know there are absolutely no contradictions in capitalism. We'll have to get Tim to explain this to us. As the slaughter, destruction and genocide accelerates from the sky, from train killers marauding the ground and from starvation and displacement, Anthony finally said the starvation was an outrage. That we support everything else would seem to be a bigger outrage, but after a number of former supporters of the genocide have decided to impose restrictions, impose pressure on Zion, all still accept Zion's right to control the lives of the non-land, non-people in the ever-contracting areas to which the non-land, non-people were banished when Zion stole their country, when they were not non-land, non-people, but Palestinians with a homeland. Of course, admission of that would also be an admission that the great practitioners of liberty, freedom and democracy were complicit in stealing the country and rendering the inhabitants landless. Apart from that sincere commitment to reconciliation on election night, Anthony also assured us, we will leave no one behind. So, finally, I wish these grouches who complain about dole budgers not being able to survive on the generous unemployment benefit would pull their big buff heads in and give credit where credit's due. Acknowledge that Anthony has guaranteed the poorest of the poor whooping it up on that generous payment are not being left behind. Good morning.